You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Beyond the Veil. I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald, an evidential medium here to support you through grief and loss. If you've been talking to someone you've lost, hoping that they can still hear you, this space is for you. On this show, I bring through live readings, real messages from loved ones in spirit, filled with the kind of comfort and connection we all need. I do offer private readings worldwide, and you can find more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Stay with me, and let's open the door to connection together. So I hope you've had a great week so far, and things are really getting warm here in Vancouver. And as I'm out and wandering around, I begin to think of things that, I've read or seen. And one of the things that stuck with me lately is a comment in a book that I'm reading, and it says, "We're all terminal. We just don't know the end date yet." And it really struck me as that aha moment. Say, that's right. We don't know how much time we have here. And while we're here, we have to make the best with what we've got. But we also have to make sure that we're living our lives to the fullest. I remember my mom used to say, maybe someday. Oh, I wish. Things like that about trips and travel and places that she wanted to see. And then, of course, those days didn't come for her. So since her passing, I've lived my life with a bit more of an outlook of, you just don't know. So get out there and enjoy yourselves. Sometimes we can really hedge ourselves in the corner. Oh, I can't go away. You know, my dog might need me. Or, you know, what about money? What about all those things? Sometimes we just need to live and to have these experiences and to fulfill those dreams and wishes that we desire, because nobody's going to make us happy but ourselves. So let's take a caller now and let's see what Spirit has to say for them. Roz in Seattle, how are you tonight, Roz?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Are you roasting in the heat just as I am here?
No, actually, it's a little, it's a little cooler here.
Ah, okay. You don't sound like you're from Seattle.
I'm not. I'm originally from New York.
Aha.
I'm a New Yorker.
Nice. Love the accent. Now, you have a man in spirit coming forward. It's a father-grandfather link. Do you have a father in spirit?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he has your accent.
Yeah, he does.
Mm-hmm. And he's quite animated when he talks. He can get quite animated. And I feel when he really got going, he was talking with his hands, like the hands would start to get itch, because I really want to use my hands right now when I'm talking. Nobody can see it, but does that make sense to you?
Huh? He really wasn't. I'm the one that speaks with my hands, and maybe he's just, who knows? He's in spirit form now. He's free.
Yeah, because I'm going to get really excited about this communication, and it feels like he could get animated. Now, this man was a hard worker.
Yes, he was.
Mm-hmm. And he very much took the duty of house and home, and he looked after the family seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But in the way that it feels like he was not the type of man to show a lot of affection, but he showed affection is that there's food on the table, there's clothes on your back, and you're okay. You have a roof over your head.
Yeah, he was old fashioned that way. Yeah.
Yeah, and it feels like his he would go to work and his favorite place after dinner was his chair. He had his chair in the living room.
Yes, so correct.
His old recliner. Is there a recliner? Like
yeah,
his recliner.
Yeah. You're right.
It's mm-hmm. kicking his feet up. It looks a bit worse for wear, but it was his chair, and you don't sit in Dad's chair.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's coming through with lots of love for you, and he's saying that he didn't show it enough when you were young.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. Because he's saying that I could have done better there for you. I could have done better. But he's also, yeah, but he's also saying he was a product of his own environment too.
It's true.
And he did not allow himself to kind of get out of that mindset in that realm. Feels like this man was really a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just like he didn't seem to travel. He didn't seem to do a lot of stuff. It's like his neighborhood was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from work to home to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and family, like the family time was, you know, him sitting on the couch and watching TV with everyone, and that was that.
Mm-hmm. And he was a great son.
Sorry? Mm-hmm.
He was a great son.
Ah.
To my grandmother. He was a great son. You know, great brother. He was the one everybody could count on. Mm-hmm.
You know, what he's giving me, there is memories that he had of family barbecues, though, where people would gather together. It feels like the group would come together.
Well, it wasn't barbecues. It was holiday time, you know.
The dinners and things.
And everybody would come.
Mm-hmm. He's talking about these times being special. Oh, that's what I'm seeing. Okay. Did you have gatherings on 4th of July?
No, not really.
There's
it
summertime.
Would just
there's
be something. Me and my mom.
There's something in the summertime. Was there an event or something in the summertime that there was a gathering? Because it just feels. I'm seeing something when the weather was warm.
Well, you know, they moved to Florida. Maybe that's what you're seeing.
Okay. Because it just feels like there's something in around that time. And it could be that he's just trying to press upon me that you know, those were his times to be with family and to gather. But it feels family. It doesn't feel like a lot of people from outside of the family. There is very much family.
Right.
Now he's saying that you've flown farther from the coop than he ever did, and that you've had more adventures in your life.
Not necessarily, because he became a merchant marine at 16 years old.
Okay, so I got that wrong. Every once in a while, I mix up the information. It happens.
No, that's okay. You're doing good so far. Nobody's 100%.
Oh, no. But he's impressing upon me. Okay, where are you going with that, sir? Okay, but you moved as well. He's just waved his hand at me. Like, just, okay. Just he's like, move along with it. He's talking about
well, maybe
you.
Maybe because I live in Washington State and not Florida or New York.
Yes, you moved away from the migratory pattern is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. You went and did something different than they did. Because once he come back, sailing. He was at home, and he very much wanted to be there. But he's saying that you have more of a desire to see a little bit different things in life, and you weren't interested in the status quo.
Yeah, I'm very free-spirited. Correct.
Yeah. What's coming up for her? Well, he's coming through with lots of love, and it just feels like you're at a really good place in your life right now, Roz.
Oh, good.
I don't feel like there's anything coming to rock the boat or anything for you. It feels nice.
Peaceful.
It is. You have a lovely existence. And what he's saying to me is that when you moved to Seattle, you found true peace for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I got away from everyone.
Yes. It's there's a solitude for you, but you're still not alone.
Mm-hmm.
He's showing me that, you know, and he said, active social life. You do your thing. You do have a life outside of the home. And he's proud of you for that, for not just coming home, sitting on the couch and grabbing a cold one or whatever it may be. And that being your day, that you do get out and you experience life.
Mm. But I'm a bit of a homebody too, though.
I hear you, but you're not afraid to get out there and go do some things too. You're not massively social where you're out every night and every weekend, because he's saying you're like him. You are introverted as well, but mm-hmm. you still put yourself out there. And he says he's proud of you for doing that, because even when it's outside of your comfort zone, Roz, you'll take on the challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he says, I raised a good girl. He raised a good one. He has so much love for you and admiration. And what he's saying too is that your spirituality is beginning to open up as well. Have you mm-hmm. felt him around you? Because it feels like he's been around you lately.
He's around me all the time. Mm-hmm. It's like he practically lives here. You know?
mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful.
More so than my mother. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's very much there for you, Roz. And what he's saying as we close here is always ask him for help. He may not have given you mm-hmm. as much as you needed when he was here on, you know, in the earth plane, but he says, I'm here now and I'll do anything for you, dear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was my stepdad.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. May I leave him with you, Roz?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, and I'm so glad I was able to bring him in for you.
Thank you so much for doing this for me.
You're welcome. You have yourself a wonderful night.
You too, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And before we go, everyone, just remember, those you love are never far, even in those quiet moments. And they will stick around our home. You know, they're with us all the time. If you're ready to explore that connection, I do offer private readings, and you can learn more at my website, www.yourmedium.ca. Take care of your heart, everyone, and I'll see you next time.